Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you, back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep, in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Build. Ellie the excavator woke with a smile as usual. She was ready to continue the tunnel project and hoped the others were ready as well. Sunshine spilled into her cozy garage as the door slowly rolled open. Ellie rumbled happily out of her garage, excited to see the others. Of course, Danny, the dump truck, was already out and waiting for Ellie. He felt excited, too. "What took you so long?" Danny asked with a twinkle in his eye. "I didn't want to wake you," Ellie replied, smiling. "Are you ready to work on the tunnel again?" "I sure am. I think the train noticed us last time, and wants to use it as well. So we'd better get going, Danny said. Hold on, Danny. Ellie understood his excitement. She wanted to impress the train too. We're going to need others today. We finished digging the trench, remember? Then the little excavator spotted Dizzy the concrete mixer. Dizzy drove over towards them, already spinning. Ronald the roller joined them as well, eager to get started. Then the contractor walked out to the construction crew. Okay, everyone, he paused. Ellie and Danny have done a great job digging the tunnel carefully through the forest. Danny, today you'll bring gravel back to the trench. Ellie will help spread the gravel out. Ronald and Dizzy, we need you today. Ronald, you'll roll the gravel nice and firm for a solid foundation. And Dizzy, you'll pour concrete into the forms. Let's make sure it stays nicely mixed. We've been working hard on this project, and it may be at least one more day before we're finished. So we need to be patient. Any questions? This is going to be a fantastic tunnel. Okay, let's go. With that, Ellie and Danny went over to the gravel pile to load up. Ellie dipped her scoop into the pile of gravel and lifted it up. With a graceful turn, she brought the gravel over to Danny's bed. Slowly, Ellie tipped the scoop and gravel began to pour down, sounding like heavy rain. Before long, Danny's bed was filled and the team drove out to the tunnel site. Danny carefully backed up to the trench with a beep, 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 and slowly tipped his bed up, up, up it went. The gravel poured down with a roar similar to a waterfall. Ellie used her scoop to spread the gravel along the floor of the trench. When she finished, Ellie and Danny left to get more gravel. In the meantime, Ronald rolled down into the trench and flattened the gravel throughout the tunnel. Soon, the hilly piles were completely level. While Ronald worked, Dizzy poured her concrete into forms so that the walls of the tunnel would be ready. The curious dragon peeked out from the forest to see what was going on. There was a big trench in the center of the forest. It seemed pretty big, and it went right under the train tracks. The dragon wondered if the sparkling train would know what it was and decided to ask on the next starlight ride. With that, the dragon disappeared into the enchanted forest. Look out, Ronald, Danny said as he approached the edge of the trench. The roller quickly moved back, and Danny tipped his bed once again. After one more round of spreading the gravel, the team finished their tasks for the day. Ronald yawned as he rolled out of the trench. Dizzy sighed, filling her last form. She felt tired, too. The whole team had worked hard. Off in the distance came the sound of a familiar horn. It was time to rest. The construction crew headed back to their cozy garages and wished everyone well as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. Ellie and Danny felt grateful to be part of this important project. Ronald was happy to create a strong foundation for the tracks. Dizzy was thankful to pour the forms to make the sturdy walls for the tunnel. Everyone was thankful to be part of such a fantastic crew. As they reached their garages, they heard, "Dizzy, Ronald, time for bed." Dizzy slowed her motor, her drum stopped spinning, and she crawled into her garage. Ronald rolled into his garage as well. They both took a deep dragon breath in and out. And settled in for the night. "Danny, time for bed," the horn said. Danny felt pretty tired and eagerly rumbled right into his garage. The little dump truck squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep breath in and out. Finally, the horn called, "Ellie, time for bed." Ellie crept to her garage. She was proud of the work they had done and felt ready for a good night's rest. The little excavator took a deep breath in and out. Her mind quieted. The garage door slowly closed as the excavator, dump truck, roller, and cement mixer closed their eyes and fell asleep, happy to be part of such an important project. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.